Welcome to show 64, BigFoamyHead.com, The Lost Abbey. We are getting our Belgian on. Castro, belting out some tunes, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me. And that is an Albert King tune from right here in Memphis. And Tommy is a Southern California boy from San Francisco.
I've heard the name before.
We've played him before on the show, and he's another one of the not-dead blues guys. So I'm trying to do that. Everybody you're going to hear on the show tonight, they're all alive.
Not dead.
Not dead. And Tommy, just so as you know, came to attention by participating in this little festival known as the International Blues Competition.
IBC.
The IBC, and we got more on that coming up too. But we got to talk about some of this good beer that we are having.
This is the Lost Abbey Beer Show, and we start off with the Lost Abbey Red Barn Ale.
Mm-hmm. This is a Saison, right? Saison style.
Saison meaning season. Mm-hmm. So just saying it's a seasonal beer doesn't really say a lot. It's a summer seasonal beer. It's labeled as a malt beverage brewed with spices.
Mm. And speaking of seasoning, some of the seasonings in it, there's orange peel, coriander, ginger, and other spices. And this is a beer out of the San Diego area, more specifically out of San Marcos, California. We're going to tell you some more about that and where it came from, how we got our hands on it, brought it back later on as well.
Yeah, we've had bad experience with ginger spice beers, but this one's quite good. Mm-hmm.
They've got just
some black
enough
pepper and grains of paradise.
Yeah,
in it too.
It's got a little the spice notes. It's spicy, but it's not overwhelming.
750 milliliter bottle. It's corked. You may have heard the cork in the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And 6.7% alcohol by volume.
Man, this would be this is something you want to have with dinner. This is a good drinking beer here.
Malts are two row, flaked wheat and flaked oats. Mm-hmm. So that's our second beer of the evening for containing oats.
Yep.
Hops, Phoenix. I've never heard of a Phoenix hop.
Me neither.
Good.
Some of them are exotic hops.
And German Tettnang.
Yep.
And the yeast is a Belgian Saison yeast. Adjuncts are dextrose, ginger, orange peel, black pepper, and grains of paradise.
Okay, so they're throwing a little dextrose in then? You think that's just to finish it, to keep the carbonation? They're just
sweetens it up. Okay. I believe dextrose is a non-fermentable sugar.
Oh.
So
okay.
It's just going to sweeten
it. All right.
Take away
well, it's very tasty. I you know, Saisons, you never know what you're going to get when you pop the top on one because it's that sort of wild yeast, right? The idea behind the Saisons that you're getting some different fermentation. So this is a very Belgian style.
The bottle has an awesome label. There's a cross with a wreath on the front.
Mm-hmm. That's the Celtic cross.
The Celtic cross.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says Belgian beer better than the Celtic cross.
There you go. And we are enjoying this beer along with a couple more to come. And, Rick, we have been just blessed with all kinds of gifts from our pals and podcasts and breweries. And
good causes to mention.
Good causes, yeah. So we got lots of plugs and shout-outs.
Promotions and shout-outs. So we'll just dedicate this first segment to it.
Okay.
First, I want to talk about the Brew Bubbas and their Linda Stark Fund, which they've raised a ton of gifts and not as many contributions as they're looking for.
So it's time to step up.
Truly. The ratio of gift givers versus people who are eligible to win the gift is kind of minimal. So we'd really like to encourage you guys to go out there and give your $10 or more donation.
And
the Linda Stark Fund.
And Linda Stark was a
she works with the AHA, the American Homebrewers Association. This is a cause that's been promoted by Jamil Zainashev and Charlie Papazian and other folks that are closely associated with the American Homebrewers Association. So please contribute, and hopefully you'll win. I would love to have some Big Foamy Head listeners, Mid-South listeners, winning this contest.
And we're talking about $10.
Yeah, that's and the prize list is just fantastic. Yeah. It keeps growing. I won't repeat it here, but one of my beers is in the top prize.
And that right there is worth $10.
There you go.
At least.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So the Brew Bubbas, Linda Stark Fund, a good cause, and really sincerely, you got $10.
You do. Go give.
There's no sense in this. They are really going all out, as is everybody, for such a good cause. And step up.
And I also need to thank Craig for stopping off at Coonan's one of many times on his way home and getting them to send me some beer, because I've been wanting to do a Coonan's beer show. So
very
look forward
nice.
To that coming up in the future.
That is coming up. And they've got some, apparently they have a little problem with their labels.
One came out upside down. Maybe they were drinking while they're labeling that.
Yeah. But, well, we encourage that sort of behavior.
Dark
pretty cool.
Heathen is
yeah. That's anyway, the upside down one.
We don't want to blow our cap before that
But who else? Who else we got?
All right, we got James Spencer and Steve Wilkes from Basic Brewing Radio and Video. Check them out, www.basicbrewing.com, good friends of ours. And they sent us a brewer's logbook. They did a limited release or limited press of this thing, and they're running out, so if you want one, go get it.
Order now.
I highly advise it. I'm looking at it right now.
Is it order now? Supplies are limited?
Supplies are limited.
Okay. Operators are standing by.
And I know he's covered his cost already, so I'm sure that this will be a continuing thing. But it's got a quick conversion chart. Brew year at a glance. It's got a month at a glance. And then it's got specifics for each brew date that you have.
Have you started using yours yet?
Yeah, yeah. I've used it.
It's, there you go.
Quite handy. It's convenient for a brewer. It's obviously been designed by brewers for brewers. So I recommend you go out and get that. That's the Brewer's Logbook from BasicBrewingRadio.com.
And we've got
our next promotional is New Belgium Brewery.
Yeah, had on our pre-show video.
If you haven't checked them out, we've got a series of pre-show videos. Hopefully this will continue going on, but it's been a nice thing so far, I think.
So far, so good. And
we featured the New Belgium beer that they're promoting at the moment.
It was kind of a fate or karma, if you will, that while I'm in Karma, I buy these nice New Belgium glasses.
While you were in Karma?
Was I there? Karma, California. That's where I was.
I don't know that place.
I was in California and bought these New Belgium glasses and bring them back. And it's like the day I get back, you call and say, hey, New Belgium sent us some beer.
Yes,
so
they did.
Very, what do you call that? I think it's karma. Fate. We were meant to drink a New Belgium beer. We were going to drink one anyway. But
and we're part of a podcast blitz, but we're glad to be part of that thing.
Absolutely. So they sent us their new spring seasonal spring board.
New Belgium Brewing spring board launches into the market, Fort Collins, Colorado. Spring board opens with fruity berry-like tones, has spirited tart threshold, and ends with a dry, crisp finale. It's partially filtered, resulting in cloudy blonde appearance and moderate body.
That's a good description. It's a very good drinking beer.
Springboard introduces mature combination of the following: oats for thicker, full-bodied mouthfeel, ancient Chinese herbs, including schisandra, known for its complex taste and medical uses, goji berries, and wormwood, the spice not distilled as an absinthe.
Okay.
Mount Hood hops, a dash of New Belgium's own wood-aged beer.
Very good stuff.
So it's created to satisfy our desire to introduce new flavors and produce a new spring seasonal that is innovative and inspiring. Brewmaster Peter Bouquert. He's anti-style brewer.
Right. He does not want to be categorized. He said, "Wat is style?"
Yes.
That was my dead-on Peter Bouquert imitation. Ask him. It sounds exactly like him. But we also got a cool bottle opener from him, too.
That's right.
And that it just finally jumped out at me. It's shaped like our glass.
The New Belgium glasses.
So
And we love New Belgium because they're such a progressive company. I mean, I don't want to repeat exactly what we said on the intro video, but, you know, they're wind-powered, my God.
You should go and watch the video to hear what we say about that. And there's another reason to watch the video, too. We're going to tell you in just a second.
So we also want to mention Pacific Brew News Rick. He's got he's been promoting a thing called the Celebration is his home brewing club that he's closely associated with. This guy is a BJCP certified judge, beer judge, and he knows a lot. I mean, he constantly amazes me with the amount of information he knows about beers. Anyway, he's got a podcast and a website, Pacific Brew News, and go check it out for the Celebration Homebrewers contest, and it's $5 a submission.
And you submit your beer with $5, and
what's you get professional feedback.
Okay, so
and you may win.
Yeah. So if nothing else, for $5, you're getting a BJCP certified judge telling you, giving you a consult. Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it sucks or it doesn't.
I'm thinking about sending in some of my hazelnut bottle bombs.
And of course, anybody that sends me a bottle of beer and a bottle cap, I am willing to tell you if your beer sucks or not, and I'll glue your bottle cap to the beer studio wall.
There you go. Maybe we can encourage the celebration judges to start up.
I'll give you the layman's the layman's opinion of your beer here.
Okay. So we encourage you guys to participate in all of those, and I just recall that we didn't mention the BrewBubba site, and that's www.brewbubbas.com, and you can get all the information about the Linda Stark contribution.
Yep, make sure you contribute. And one more thing, Rick from Pacific Brew News is always coming on and commenting, and he is a blues appreciation appreciative of the blues.
Aficionado, I think is the word.
He is a blues aficionado, and he has really enjoyed some of these live blues guys that I've been playing, has seen them. And Rick would probably like to shell out $100 for an upcoming event that we have, right?
Bosco's Brewing Company. Chuck Skypeck is a world-renowned beer brewer, and he sent us a promotional to something they got going on.
The Blues and Brews. This is coming up in April, and it benefits, it's $100 a person. Now that sounds like a lot of dough. And
it goes from April 7th. It's on April 7th.
It's
it
on
goes
April
from 1 to 4.
But you come in there, you get some award-winning beer, you listen to some award-winning blues, and you help all the proceeds benefit the Blues Foundation. Their website is www.blues.org. Not a hard thing to remember.
Are you familiar with these guys?
Absolutely. These are the guys who they continue to push and promote blues. They are a nonprofit organization, and they are the sponsors of the International Blues Competition, which is taking place right now, right here.
The IBC.
Right here in Memphis, Tennessee. These guys have been updating their website. You know, you're supposed to update your website all the time. They're updating it by the hour.
Oh,
on
really?
Who is winning. Yeah, they've already got the results posted. Today was the finals. It's been 3 days, and they posted who won this afternoon, and the show to determine best solo blues artists has been going on. It just started 15 minutes ago. And so go visit their site, blues.org, because this is where all of the next blues artists are coming from. And, of course, we at Big Foamy Head promote blues as well. And Blues and Brews with Chuck Skypeck, like I said, you know.
April 7th, hope the local guys are, if you're not local, please come to town and contribute.
That's right. It's a good reason to come to Memphis and enjoy some fantastic beer and fantastic blues.
All right, but the thing we're most excited about is our giveaway.
That's right.
This is the pinnacle moment of this show.
And
I'm glad you stayed tuned this long.
This is our last plug of the evening. You heard this earlier if you watched the video.
How about a beer?
Certainly.
Who are those zany characters?
That's right. You too can own a Three Stooges talking beer bottle opener. Now, wouldn't that look classy on your mantle?
Everybody would love to have this. I know it.
And we're going, you know, we were kicking around, what kind of contest can we have? Because everybody seems to be doing contests. Well, here's ours. Have knowing full well that all of the listeners watch our pre-show videos, you'll notice that Rick and I were reading some newspapers at the start of the video. Who's on the cover of either of our newspapers? We'll give you two clues. He's from Memphis, and he's dead.
He's not from Memphis.
Well, okay. Now, see, there you go.
Oh, I'm giving hints.
You're right. He was not born here, but everybody in the entire free world knows he's from Memphis. Memphis.
He died in Memphis.
He died in Memphis. He left from Memphis. How about that?
You know him. You've heard of him.
That's right.
There's one more thing I want you guys to do. I know we're asking a lot of you. Don't do it if you don't want, but go ahead and do this if you do. The Should I Drink That guys are having a contest, a voting thing right now, and one of them is going to chug a bottle of Dogfish Head 120.
Oh.
Currently, Father Spoon is in the lead. And
About who should drink it?
Sick Puppy. Okay. He chugged a bottle of Lindeman's Framboise or whatever you want to say.
However you want to bastardize that name.
That name. Mm-hmm. But the next competition's for Dogfish Head 120. I don't know that you can chug 12 ounces of Dogfish 120.
You better have medical personnel standing by.
Big Foamy Head does not condone binge drinking or chugging.
That's kind of like jackass beer drinking.
But I can't freaking wait to watch this.
No, I want to watch it too.
So go vote.
It's like car wrecks. You know you shouldn't look, but you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. This is the most exciting thing I've seen in a while.
Right.
I want to see one of these guys chugging a Dogfish Head 120.
So go watch theirs and be sure to send in your entry. Watch our video. Leave a comment on this episode, Show 64. Who is on the cover of the newspapers that Rick and I are reading?
So remember, who wins? Are we going to do a random drawing? Or
we're
going to
do a random drawing from all the correct entries. We will do a random drawing.
And we're smart guys. We're going to have a random number generator.
That's right. We will.
So one out of three.
Mm-hmm. So get your ass in gear. Check out all of these fabulous podcasts. Give to the good causes. Save your money up. Come to Memphis in April. And give a listen to Coco Montoya, who can't get his ass in gear.
What it ought to be. My wife's in
Coco Montoya.
Yeah, that was Can't Get My Ass in Gear. It's kind of a peppy little blues tune. And
I've been there, done that.
Have you?
Can't Get My Ass in Gear.
I know. That'll be tomorrow, right?
Sound effect.
Okay, there it is. All the fun you can have with the 720 milliliter bottles.
750. What
is it?
1.9.4 fluid ounces, 750.
750, okay.
7% alcohol by volume. This is the Avant-Garde Ale from Lost Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And Lost Abbey's, where are they out of?
They are out of San Marcos, California. And there's a little bit of a story behind them. They are called the Lost Abbey, but somewhere on here, it refers to them as Port Brewing Company. They are sort of kind of a spinoff of Pizza Port.
Oh, okay.
Tom, I'm not sure if it's Tom or Tommy, T-O-M-M-E, the head brewer.
Or Tom.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. But he was worked at Pizza Port. Won them many medals, and he liked to play with the Belgian beers and brew all kinds of styles. Won a lot of, like I said, won a lot of medals for them. And an opportunity came up for him to kind of go and do his own thing, and he teamed up with a husband and wife team who invested and managed some of the operations and sales and marketing. And the result was the Lost Abbey. And just like our friends at New Belgium, they really don't want to be put into a box, a style. So this Avant-Garde Ale that we're brinking, that we're brewing.
We're brinking, too.
By God, it's working. This is was referred to, I was told, as a beer guard, an avant-garde. Really, you can't describe what it is.
And well, let me read some marketing splooge.
All right.
At the Lost Abbey, we pride ourselves in producing beers of the highest quality and distinction. Avant-garde is our commitment to brewing beers to no particular style. Some might want to label this beer as brewed in the beer de garde tradition of northern France. We would prefer to say it was brewed in the avant-garde style of beers that will reward all those who seek the not-so-ordinary. Deep golden color with hints of biscuits, caramel, fresh baked bread. This beer is sure to delight the senses and palates of consumers everywhere.
Now, I don't know if you've smelled this, but that is a very accurate description. I smell baked bread.
Are you getting biscuits and baked
bread? I am. Haven't sampled it yet, but I was...
I just stuck my nose in the beer. Okay, that was unprofessional beer drinking.
Yeah. Do not sniff while your nose is beneath the waterline.
You don't want to bring your nose out as full of foam. Two-row honey malt and port custom toast.
Man.
We make it ourselves in our own pizza oven.
You need to take a big taste of that. What a good taste. I swear, though, the thing that's jumping immediately in my mind is waffles. It's good. Well, good. This good, is good. A sweet beer. It's
it might
a
be tasting
tasty
pizza, too, because he's saying port custom toast.
Oh, that's their toasted...
It's done in a pizza oven.
Yeah. They put it in. They toast the some of the malt in their pizza ovens.
They continue to use hops I've never heard of. German Brewer's Gold, Streichspalt, and Czech Saaz.
It's a very interesting beer, and obviously the alcohol is going straight to me because I'm failing to pronounce my words correctly.
The yeast is house lager strain with hybrid fermentation at ale temperature.
This is very good. It's kind of got the biscuit taste is after. There's you stop drinking, you get a little bit of that biscuit aftertaste. Very good.
Let's parse what I just read. House lager strain, so it's a lager yeast.
Okay.
With hybrid fermentation at ale temperature. So it's like a steam beer in that regard.
So they are, it's ale temperature, but what is the hybrid fermentation?
Hybrid means that they're
kind of half and
going
half
outside of what,
okay.
Well, like a hybrid car, obviously that's marketing stuff, but
it's, well, it's a very tasty beer.
Dual lager ale. So,
and this is a beer, and let me tell you how I found this.
How'd you find it?
I was in one of my favorite bars on this planet in San Diego. It's called the Liars Club, and it is in Mission Beach.
3844 Mission Boulevard, Mission Beach.
Yes, it is. And it is, if you're going to SeaWorld in San Diego, it's down the road from SeaWorld in the Mission Beach. It's a very cool area, a lot of surfers and stuff. But this bar...
So when you go into a San Diego bar, you go, hey, I'm from Memphis. How y'all doing?
Yeah, but, you know, they get people from all over, so they don't care.
Oh, okay, they don't care.
But it's a very cool bar. Got just the best selection of beers and a fantastic jukebox. It's a great place to... Great
menu.
And
how are the crab cakes? Are they good?
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of stuff on there. I go there. This is the thing. I make a point. If I'm in Los Angeles, I'm going to drive down to go there. It's that good. It's worth the trip.
Shrimp.
Very good.
You just called him up, right?
Yeah. And we've got an interview with Louis Mello, the owner and operator of the Liars Club. I've got the T-shirt. And we're going to listen to him here in just a minute. But the thing that I wanted to ask you about is we have our one brew pub that we go
Bosco's.
To. Bosco's. Fantastic. And we have our one really good tap house that
the,
we go to.
Flying Saucer.
The Flying Saucer.
Which is a chain out of Texas.
It is. And so we are probably some of the least fortunate. But elsewhere in the world, there's all kinds of opportunities.
Lots
and,
of competition.
And Louis is very passionate about promoting beer. He's part of the San Diego Brewers Guild. The thing that I like about San Diego, so many of the beers that we drink here, that we talk about, come from regions, right? You've got the Southern California. You've got the northern part of the U.S.
Midwest, obviously.
The Midwest, the Northeast, the Northwest. Wisconsin. So you've got these, like,
not
pockets.
So much from the South. You almost get nothing from Mississippi.
Not really. It's not really. And so it was very cool to go to San Diego and be able to sample all of these beers. And they gave me this little brochure. And I opened this thing up, and I'm looking at it. And within a very short drive, either direction from SeaWorld, there are almost 25 different breweries.
Including Stone and Pizza Port and Green
and
Flash.
Alesmith, and Alesmith. Yeah, everybody.
Alesmith and now our Lost Abbey.
That's right. So it's very nice to go there and be able to sample some of these, bring some back. So Lost Abbey, fantastic job on the Avant-Garde. And
this is good stuff. I buy more of this.
I mean, we went at these in no particular order. And the first one, the Red Barn, fantastic. Very good, what I would call a Saison style. Very, very spicy. And this Avant-Garde, man. I mean, you're just getting all kinds of toast, and I swear I'm still tasting waffles.
Biscuity flavors.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Very good stuff. And I encourage you to try it if you can get your hands on it.
Liquid bread.
And so let's take a second and listen to Lewis from the Liars Club. So, Lewis, what's the good beer on tap today?
Our best thing on tap right now is the Russian River Pliny the Younger. It's a triple IPA. Vinny, the brewer at Russian River, takes his regular IPA recipe and triples the malt and triples the hops. I guess it's a very time-consuming beer to make, and because he ends up having to, like... kind of clear his schedule at the end of November. He starts doubling up his brewing so he can get the Pliny the Younger in the tank.
Now that's different from, I assume it is, from Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, the Pliny the Elder is his double IPA, and that's
right.
Like probably one of our most popular beers here.
But yeah, it is, and that was the first beer I ordered when I came in there the other day.
Oh, that's great.
it's a fantastic beer, and pretty much across the bar, everything you got is a fantastic beer. How many beers have you got on tap?
We've got like 23 beers on tap, and I'd say pretty much there's no crap. Fortunately, I like all of them, which I guess is just me being selfish, but you know, I've got everything from like a Czech-style Pilsner that's made locally up to like, I've got like Chimay on tap, and I've got Petrus, Flanders Brown Ale.
Yep, had one of those too.
Oh, good. That's, yeah, you don't want to miss that. That's such a good beer.
Yeah, and that was the thing about the Liars Club that I liked is you can go in and you're not really locked into a couple of styles. You're all over the place, and you can get there's not a whole lot of places where you can go in and get a sour ale.
Yeah, I like to have like at least one on tap all the time, and like the last month, December, probably in part of January, I didn't have one because I was trying to go through some Belgian Christmas ales and missed it. And I had, you know, a lot of customers asking for it as well, so it was nice to get it back on tap.
The Liars Club, and I mentioned this before, you're located in probably one of the worst possible locations you could be, in Mission Beach and San Diego.
I mean, for parking.
It's got to suck to try and get people to come down there.
Well, you know, it's funny, like when we first opened, we've been here 7 years now, the beer vendors would come in, Anheuser-Busch and, you know, Coors and whatnot, and giving me a hard time about what the beer was we were ordering, saying, you know, I don't know why you guys are buying that stuff. No one's going to, you know, why you guys are pouring that stuff. No one's going to buy it. And it's nice to, like, you know, look around the bar. Like last night we had a full house and people standing up everywhere, and I had on every single table, I had cask ale on every table. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic beer, and that's what I love about the place. A friend of mine introduced me to it because he knew I appreciated beer. Uh-huh. I said, this is the best place ever, and I've yet to be proved wrong. It's you've got one of the best places to go and drink beer, and the jukebox is not too shabby either.
That's funny, too. I'm glad you noticed that. I'm... Again, this is probably me being selfish, but I like to have the beers on that I like, and I like having music on that I'm going to be happy listening to all the time. It's not going to drive me nuts, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was in there, and I think I heard, well, of course, because I was somewhat pounded after several beers, but I know I heard Ramones, Clash, and I think, did I hear Wanda Jackson? You got Rockabilly on there, too.
Yeah. I don't know, I got the Blasters on there, and X is one of my favorite bands, yeah. And I got that. And
you got some Johnny Cash and some blues, too, right?
Yeah.
So we got that whole Memphis-San Diego thing going here.
I've tried to keep good local music on there, too, you know, like yep. Rocket from the Crypt and the Dragons and, you know, stuff like that. And, like, I'm going to say, like, our concept really is, like, if it's not better than what we can get locally, we don't put it on.
All right, sounds good. And I know as far as beer goes, you are a big supporter of local brews. And, of course, local brews, depending on where you are, might mean a little brewery. But where you are in San Diego, you have some of the best brewers around.
Well, we're fortunate in that respect, but it's also I'm frustrated personally because, like, when I travel and I go to, like, Portland or Seattle, every single bar you go into, doesn't matter what kind of bar it is. It could be a club. It could be, you know, an old dive bar or whatever, they're all going to have a great local beer on. At least, you know, well, usually it's like the majority of the beers are local, and then they'll have maybe like a Pabst or Oli or something like that on tap. And in San Diego, that's not the case. It's getting better and better, you know, as the years go by, but, you know, you should be able to walk into any place in San Diego and get, you know, a Stone IPA or, you know, an Alesmith, you know, Grand Cru or whatever, and it's few and far between. There's probably 6 or 7 bars in town that actually, you know, understand what's going on with the local beer scene. Like, I mean, they understand that we're privileged to have, you know, some great brewers in town.
Yeah, I walked into the 7-Eleven after work, and, there, you know, I'm going down thinking, God, I'm, you know, just like everywhere else, I'm not going to be able to find anything I like. And I get down, it's like there's a regular junk. And then on the last shelf, Bear Republic, 6 packs of Stone, all kinds of good stuff. It's like, only here can you get that.
Well, that's great. You lucked out.
Yeah, that's great.
I get onto my local grocers and stuff about that kind of stuff, too. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of a jerk about it, but, it, you know, like I said, it's frustrating. If you travel elsewhere, I mean, for instance, okay, I was in New Orleans last year, and every single place we went into had a Beta.
Yep.
Every single place.
Yep.
There wasn't a one, you know? You know, granted, a Beta's it's not great, but it was everywhere. Those guys, I mean, they support the local brewers.
They do. Cool. They support it. Well, you are also an allied member of the San Diego Brewers Guild. How did that come about?
Well, that was actually pretty cool. I was really happy that I did that. It kind of like started out with myself and Tom at O'Brien's here. It was one of the other really, I mean, really, like, you know, the great beer bars here in San Diego. just being interested in going to the meetings, and I guess you would call it like networking or whatever, but, you know, for us to be able to keep a handle on what, you know, what new is coming out, and maybe to have a say on, you know, what they're going to keg and what we can buy and all that stuff. Yeah, just to, like, in the last year, but Tom and myself have really pushed on to a lot of the other local restaurateurs in town to, you know, to get involved in it. And some of the times they'll be talking about, you know, how this yeast works, or, you know, how do you get this, you know, beer to do this or that. And you know, I'm totally lost on that. But
you're just looking at the end product.
Yeah, and nice being involved in it, you know.
Absolutely. Well, tonight we are drinking some beers that Summer recommended to me.
Okay.
The Lost Abbey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the Lost Abbey. What they are kind of a sister company of Pizza Port.
That's right. This last year, when Stone took over their new facility, which is just incredibly impressive, they sold their old brewery to Pizza Port so they'd have a production brewery, and that enabled Tommy, who has, I don't know, won like numerous awards, you know, Great American Beer Festival and World Beer Cup, just for all kinds of beers, really. But it enabled him the, like, the time and the space to, you know, really dedicate an entire line, a new line of beers. But, you know, based on a lot of stuff he's done before, but they're all loosely Belgian style. I mean, I think he doesn't really want to say it like, okay, I'm trying to hit this particular style of beer or whatever. But, you know, he's got like the Saison and Beer de Garde and like an Abbey, a dark Abbey style. And, they've all been super strong sellers here. You know, we put them on the shelf like as soon as they came out, and you know, price points are good on them, so it's a good introduction for people that, you know, want to get involved in, you know, Belgian style bottle beers and stuff. But they're all just, I don't know, fantastic. I mean, they sell really well.
Yeah, well, we're enjoying them, and they are everything you say. Well, Lewis, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes, and I look forward to my next trip next week back to San Diego and visit the Liars Club again.
Oh, my. We've got some crazy beers going on next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Friday night beer.
What about that?
The Friday night's beer, where you get some of your cask beer from these brewers?
Yeah, I think we're going to be tapping a cask of Pure Hoppiness Friday night.
Oh, there you go.
Alpine. That's what won the, I think, silver medal at World Beer Cup in the double IPA category last year.
Very nice. Lewis, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We don't often do this, but during the recording of the show, we sat down and listened to that interview. What a fantastic interview.
Yeah, it was really good. And Lewis is obviously, as you can tell, passionate about beer, about things beer, and about promoting.
He joined a Brewers Guild, and he's not even a brewer.
No,
I mean, that's
I
dedication.
Yeah, and it's really inspiring to see this kind of passion and about the art.
And I can
craft.
Certainly sympathize with him being pissed off at local grocers for not supporting local beer when you're sitting in San Diego and they've got some fantastic beers all around them. And
yeah, exactly. It's one
they're selling macro swill.
Yeah, it's one thing for us to be sitting here in Memphis. They're in the brewer within 50 miles of here that we could say, oh, support this guy. But in San Diego, throw a rock, you're going to bounce off two before you hit the third.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over the place. And although
give them some shelf
space,
you know?
Yeah, give them some shelf space. That's it. And so it's really cool to see that. It is a fantastic. And this is what I like. There are a couple of things that, as far as I'm concerned, this is what makes a good beer bar for me. The selection, the music, and the ambience.
I want knowledgeable people there, too.
Exactly. So I go in there, and everybody working there knows their beers. Summer has always been the waitress. And waitress is a horribly condescending term. She is a beer goddess, if there ever was one. She's one who's going to help you figure out what beer you want to drink. This young guy comes in. He sits down next to me. He's in the Navy station over on Coronado. He says, I want something like a Bud Light. Now, she doesn't reach across the bar and punch him in the face, and you can tell she's restraining herself. But what she does is she introduces him to something. And then she proceeds to say, well, you know, there's some others, and maybe you want to try a little of this and that. And she's doing it just to kind of educate the guy. They're really passionate. Every single person in there. I met Summer and Chris and Lewis and all the folks in there. They really get into what they're doing.
Meanwhile, I was at the Yard House at the Irvine Spectrum, and every beer I ordered, the guy goes, "Oh, I can't wait to try that." I go, "You work here. Just freaking take a sip.
Yeah, you know? Should have had
it." He goes, "Well, no, we had this whole education process, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like,
"Well, that's some bullshit there." But, you know, that's what's cool about the Liars Club. They got fantastic beers. I took pictures. I got to show you the pictures of the taps. It's surreal. Everything on there. The worst beer on there is fantastic.
Yeah, so buy local, drink local. And you want to ask our listeners?
I want to find out. I want to hear about. I know there's more than one. I know what I know. And I want to hear what you know. I want to hear about some really good bars, beer places, places that you go that you just feel like, "I'm in a place where people know a good beer."
I know Groucho and Chud just went to Chicago and they recommend a Map Room. Mm-hmm. I know Pacific Brew News, Rick recommends 21st right. Amendment.
And the Good Beer Show in the Herat, I mean, that's their place.
Yes, they love Herat, that. So
you know about some of these places by virtue of the podcast. Now, we're fortunate enough we get to travel and go to places like this. So I want to hear from some of the others, and not just here in the U.S. I want to hear about some of our friends over in Germany and Australia. Let's hear about some of these places out there. We know you're listening, so give us a holler. Let us know. Leave a comment. And speaking of what we know and what you know,
we're going to lead off with a jukebox song. It's from Rocket from the Crypt.
And this is I Want to Know What I Want to Know.